Natural sexuality. From what we have said up to this point, it must be apparent that the most natural situation in a marriage is for the husband and wife to engage in sexual activity only when they wish to conceive a child. This ensures that the partners are ready to be accountable and responsible for what they produce. Marriages should function as closely to this ideal as possible, but the spouses must also decide between themselves how totally they can observe such a sexual discipline. Actually, a husband and wife who engage in sex life only for purposes of procreation are practicing a form of celibacy. In one sense, it is even greater celibacy than avoiding contact with the opposite sex altogether, because it can require stronger sense control. We should remember that the more we please the Lord by using the body, mind, and intelligence in ways that He intended, the faster we can escape from the prison of this material world. On the other hand, if we continue to play the body game, interfering with the body's natural functioning, then we will have to take repeated births until we can transcend our desire for material sense gratification.